This is the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. The USDA's planted acre projections reflect a cautious farm economy. We'll have more from the American Farm Bureau Federation right after this.
In rural Iowa, you need reliable information. The Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network brings you ag-specific content like market trends, weather outlooks, and policy updates that matter to your operation, while your local station brings you community news and consistent updates on what is happening in your area. It's a partnership built for the challenges of rural life. Your farm, your local station, and your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. Find us online at iowaagnet.com.
USDA economists predict some shifting crop acres as farmers continue to face a difficult economy. As crop farmers prepare to plant their corn, soybeans, or wheat in 2026, many are making decisions with the current farm economy in mind. Faith Parham, an economist for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says USDA economists revealed some key insights during the annual Ag Outlook Forum.
USDA economists revealed last week at the Agricultural Outlook Forum that there are some modest shifts in crop planting for 2026. We are going to see some declines in corn acreage from the record high levels of 2025 and some increases in soybean acreage. Wheat acres kind of remaining steady.
USDA said planting decisions are being driven by commodity prices, input costs, and expected returns.
We're seeing lower crop prices and continued elevated production costs, which is going to affect profitability. On the other hand, we're seeing expanded domestic soybean crush capacity, which may be leading to some of that increase in soybean acreage. Overall, though, crop rotations and agronomic considerations will always be a big part of planting decisions for farmers.
Parham said it's important to remember, though, that these are early predictions and are subject to change.
Yeah, so these are predictions and projections that they'll continue to evolve as the USDA gets more and more data. What we're seeing right now maybe is a cautious farm economy. Producers are still struggling those tight margins across all of our major row crops. And so until we see either higher commodity prices or lower production costs, we'll still see a struggling farm economy.
For more information, visit fb.org. You can find this story and more by heading on over to our website at iowaagnet.com. For the World of Agriculture on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith.